Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, what do you mean by the phrase, the day of the Lord? What does the phrase, the day of the Lord, mean? I've dealt with this 2 days before, so this is part number three. We know that the day of the Lord is an Old Testament term, but yet it's also recorded in the New Testament. In the Bible, it's 28 times, but he also used the phrase day of Christ. And the day of Christ, we discussed that good yesterday, 2 Thessalonians 2:3, 1, 2, and 3, it tells us he's talking about the rapture, when that occurs, when he catches his saints away. And he said before that day can come, the day of Christ can come, there's got to be a falling away and the man of sin revealed. And that happens at the middle of the 70th week of Daniel, whenever the Antichrist is revealed, when he sets himself up as God. And it's called the abomination of desolation in Matthew 24. Now, at the same time that the Lord comes, there that day is going to be an instantaneous, a momentaneous thing. The Lord's going to catch his bride away. But we read yesterday, it's equivalent to the wrath. The day of wrath ushered in with the day of the Lord. That's the same as the day of wrath. Great day of his wrath has come right after the rapture. That's the vials of trumpets and thunders upon this earth. That's not tribulation. That is the wrath of God. Saints will face great tribulation, but not the wrath of God. And so therefore, that'll usher in that day of the Lord at that particular time. And so as we think about that, we dealt with it yesterday, how the Lord told his disciples in Luke 21, when you see the signs of the sun, the moon, and the stars, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And in other words, your body's going to be redeemed. And so that if we compare Scripture with Scripture, Revelation 6, verse 12 through 17, is the time when there's a sign in the sun and the moon and the stars. That's whenever the day of Christ has come, saints are caught up, and then, of course, there's many that die even before that time, but there's still faith on the earth because he shortens the days for the elect's sake. And as a result of that, there will be some saints there at that particular time. And we dealt with that yesterday as well. So as we think about that, then he ushers in the day of the Lord, which is a day means a period of time. Now, how long does that day of the Lord occur? Well, as far as what's upon the earth, there's going to be maybe a year and a half, two years or two and a half. I don't know how long it will be upon the earth. But we do know that it encompasses, I think, all the way to the end of the after the millennium reign, whenever the Bible says in 2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come as the thief in the night. Means it's unexpected. You won't know when the Lord's coming back for his saints, and it's going to usher in that wrath upon the lost that's left behind. But he said it is near, it hasteneth greatly, even the voice, that's Zephaniah. Zephaniah 1:14 said, but it said, 2 Peter said 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Then also 2 Peter 3:12 says, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God. Now the day of God is the same as the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, folks, that's not until the end of the millennium reign of God, and when we have the great white throne judgment, and the lost will stand before the great white throne of judgment, be judged by the things done in their body, whether it be good or bad, not to determine heaven or hell. They've already missed the rapture. Nobody's saved after the rapture. So as a result of that, they'll stand before God one day out yonder, and God's going to burn dross, the dross, the sin out of all this earth. They're going to be dissolved. And in other words, and that's it, that is also called the day of the Lord. So it encompasses even the first parts of wrath of God, and then the millennium reign, and then after that, going to be all elements in the great white throne of judgment. And they all being, this earth is going to be remolded, all this first atmospheric heaven and the second heaven, which is the starlit heaven, is going to have to be dealt with, because we've had people out there in space. They say we have it anyway. And as a result of that, they're going to have to be all this, wherever man's been, wherever, whatever he's touched, is going to have to be cleansed with fire. Won't be done with water anymore. We've got a covenant of the rainbow in the sky concerning that, destroyed once in Noah's day, but it won't be then. And after the great white throne judgment, all the lost will stand there and be cast in the lake of fire. And then he'll usher in a new heaven and a new earth, and he'll wipe away all tears. And then after that, we'll never know the former ever existed. But the day of the Lord is a time of terrible things. It's going to come up on us unawares, in a sense, if you're not expecting it. And even if you are, you don't know the day or the hour, but you're going to know when it's near, even at the door. And that's the same with the day of Christ. Day of Christ is the rapture, and then immediately the day of the Lord, the day of God, the day of wrath is upon that. Now, there's another phrase that's used in Revelation chapter 16, verse 14. He said, "For they are the spirits of devils and work in miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." Now, I told you the day of God is considered to be the day of the Lord. It's equivalent to that. But here he talks about a little different, the great day of God Almighty. I'll tell you when that is. That's when Armageddon occurs. And there, whenever the blood flows in that valley, 177 miles long and 10 miles wide there, as all the host of the ungodly host will be coming against God one more time. And Jesus will come back on the white horse, the second part of the second coming. And Revelation 19, "And set his foot upon the earth, there'll be a great earthquake, but there'll also be a word to go out of his mouth, and those people that's coming after God one more time will all turn on one another and destroy each other out there, and blood will flow 177 miles long, 10 miles wide to the bridle of the horse's bit." And God said that's the great day of the great day, the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Then he also talks something else about in Revelations there, in Revelation chapter number 18, 19, he talks about how that, let's turn over there and read that. I hadn't got it marked, but I want us to look at that. You see, the devil and Antichrist, the devil's got an unholy trinity. There's the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the dragon, all the unholy trinity. But what's going to happen is after the battle of Armageddon, when they all be destroyed, God's going to gather them together unto the great supper of the great God. In other words, that's the great battle of the great God Almighty. It means all the birds and all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, all the ravens going to come. They're going to feast upon the dead bodies in that valley of Armageddon. But he takes the beast and the false prophet, and he casts them into the lake of fire. There's nobody in the lake of fire yet. They're all in hell waiting for, like a county jail, waiting for the judgment to pronounce judgment upon them. And when they're hell will be delivered of its those in hell one day and stand before the great white throne judgment, which is after the millennium reign, and they'll be judged out of the book. They'll have the same book we're looking at today. And if you can't match up to it today, you won't match up to it then. And then you'll be judged and cast into the lake of fire. But today, there's nobody in the lake of fire. There in Revelation chapter number 19, the false prophet and the Antichrist is cast in the lake of fire. God reaches over at that particular time, and it's still in the day of the Lord, if you please, and binds Satan for 1,000 years, and people will worship the Lord for 1,000 years, and then Satan will be turned loose. There'll be some physical-bodied people go into the millennium reign, out of that that God's going to protect, and they're going to repopulate the earth, and they'll worship the Lord, who's on his throne, Father David's throne in Jerusalem, and they'll worship him for 1,000 years, but there's not got any tempter. There's no one to pull them aside. They've got no choice, and God don't want you to have a robot to worship him. He wants somebody to have a choice. And in a sense, make your choice to move toward God. You've got to do it, and I know God enables you to do it, but you've got to do it. And so as a result, then the devil's turned loose for a season to gather all that crowd on this, that some of them worship the Lord as much as 1,000 years, and they all follow the devil and turn after him, and God rains down fire on the devil and all that host there, and all of them, the devil's taken then and cast into the lake of fire with where the beast and the false prophet are. They've been there for 1,000 years. Then he casts the devil in there, and then he has the great white throne judgment and casts everybody else who's lost, even all the way back to the beginning of time, that they'll be cast in the lake of fire, because they'll be judged at the great white throne judgment. Many are going to say, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and done many wonderful works in thy name? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." That's Matthew 7, I think 22 and 23, I believe, if I've got that right, okay? And so we see then, it's a day. This day of the Lord has got a period of time when there's wrath on it. There'll be an end time. There's whenever the earth's going to be dissolved and destroyed. And it's a time of terrible. And thank God no saint of God will ever face any wrath of any kind whatsoever. Hallelujah for that. May God help us to see that. But if you're not saved, you're going to be marked for that. And if you, it's a work of God. And if you don't let God do a work in your heart, you'll never move in that direction, if you please. Now, when we talked about the day of Christ a while ago, we said in 2 Thessalonians 2, 2, it talked about the day of Christ. I told you the NIV changed it to the day of Lord, but it didn't correspond with verse 3 because it cannot happen before this man of sin's been revealed if what the day of the Lord really is according to the Bible. But at any rate, that's the day of Christ, and prove to you that that day of Christ is the time of the rapture, this for the saints of God. The Bible says in the book of Philippians 1:10, he said that you might approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. That's when the Lord comes back for his saints. That's it. In other words, God wants you to be that way, sincere. And he prayed for the saints at Philippi to be that way. Philippians chapter 2, verse 16 says, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. When the Lord comes back, I'll tell you, he'll reward his servants. He'll reward his people at the judgment seat of Christ. If you got goat, hay, and stubble, it'll be burned. But you'll suffer loss, but he himself will be saved yet so as by fire. But you got gold, precious stone, and silver, a great will be your reward. You'll hear the well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's the rapture. Day of Christ is the rapture. A point time, then immediately there's the day of the Lord, which runs over a 1,000-year period of time because it encompasses there the wrath of God, Revelation chapter 8, 9, 10, 11, and 16. It also talks about when after the great white throne of judgment, when this earth will be dissolved. And we've read you those scripture. We've looked at those scripture. It corresponds to the day of God. It corresponds to the day of wrath. And folks, the wrath is coming. The wrath is coming. But thank God no saint will ever have to face the wrath of God. So I hope this helps to understand the day of the Lord, the phrase, what it means, and as best we can. I have some material on it. We have much material on the book of Revelation and things. If you need, be glad to send it to you free of charge. And I want to ask the pastor. Look on our website, thepersuader.org, and there we've updated it to where it fits most of your anything you've got, whether it be a tablet or your phone or whatever you got, your web on, the internet on. You can draw it up, and you can send us an email and order any of the material there. We got about 80-something books there, about 84, I believe it is. We've got a series of CDs that's available, many, and they're all listed on there. And the titles of them and all the books are on there in print. You can actually look at any verse that we've got in print and pull them down and print them off and use them any way you want to. And then we've got over 200 videos with messages, and it's about the foolishness of preaching that men are saved. So I pray you'd view thepersuader.org and get hold of us and help us there and let us send you some more material. Call us and ask us. You won't offend us because I believe what the Lord says in his book. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.